It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The word spelled T-H-E has two legitimate pronunciations, but one of them sometimes gets a bad rap.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller. And joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
There are times when the versus the thing sounds wrong. And I guess I'm not the only one. How did you come on this one?
I got an email from someone who had been listening to me. What this person said was, as you talk about, Ann, there are things in the language that annoy me. And one of them is speakers who say the instead of the. I have noticed that you are someone who says the.
Busted.
Exactly. And she said, could you please tell me what's going on? What's going on here is that there are two pronunciations of the or the, T-H-E, and it distributes based on what the following word is. If the next word begins with a vowel, most of us will tend to say the, as in the umbrella, the office. If the next word starts with a consonant, most of us will tend to say the, as in the phone, the radio, the cat in the hat.
Got it.
But here's the exception. If we are stressing the word T-H-E, it will tend to come out as the. So if I'm talking about the cat in the hat and you say, wait, are you talking about the cat in the hat?
Or the Ann Curzan? Like that?
That's right. Then we'll tend to get that the pronunciation.
So does it seem sometimes that people are trying to be very proper by saying the when it can be the?
I think sometimes we'll get that hypercorrect, careful pronunciation with the. Now, the vowel in the is what linguists would call a schwa.
A what?
A schwa. S-C-H-W-A. The word comes in from Hebrew, and it refers to that sound that we make in unstressed syllables, And in English, often when a syllable is unstressed, the vowel will change to Someone once asked me, well, but how do you spell schwa? And I say it's spelled different ways because different unstressed vowels can show up as schwa. For example, if you think about the word about, The first syllable of that is a schwa, about,
yeah,
spelled with an A. But if you think about what I do for a living, I'm a professor. And the first syllable of that also has the schwa, professor, but yeah, that's spelled with an O. So you can get different spellings of the schwa.
Let's complicate it, shall we?
Well, here's the thing about schwa. Some people will argue it's actually the easiest vowel to say. If you think about how you say schwa, you put your tongue pretty much in the middle of your mouth, open your mouth, take the air out of your lungs, take it through your mouth, and just make a vowel,
Yeah.
And you can feel the contrast if you make an E, and I hope everyone will do this with me. If you make an E, your tongue goes up toward the top of your mouth. If you make an A, you have to lower your bottom jaw and your tongue goes down because you're having to manipulate the shape of your mouth. But just put your tongue in the middle of your mouth, make a vowel.
It is a stress issue. Not that I'm stressed about any of this at all, but it's all about the schwa.
It is definitely all about the schwa.
Thanks for explaining, Ann.
Have a good Sunday.